Well, hello there, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of the Brian Kenny podcast. This episode is going to be all around my lifelong adventure and goals and what I strive to achieve and why it means so much to me. And I guess also how I see failure as almost an integral part of my journey in order to achieve the goals that I would like to achieve. So, strap in, get ready, and let's get some intro music playing. Woo! So this episode is probably going to get a little bit deep and profound because, you know, my lifelong goals and how I feel right now in my current place in my life, you know, it's a pretty big deal for me, and I am cognitively aware that my time is running out on this world, and so I'm trying to align things and to make sure that I'm trying to get as much out of life as possible and to learn as much as I can in order to achieve the goals that I want to do. So one of the biggest elements that I would like to talk about is failure. I think that this is something that is often very confused with regret. So I'm just going to really quickly read out the definitions of regret and then the definition of failure. So the definition of regret is to feel sad, repentant, or disappointed over something that one has done or failed to do. So the main thing to take away there is to feel sad and repentant or disappointed versus failure. So failure is defined by to not succeed in what you are trying to achieve or are expected to do. So when I think about failure and when I think about what that actually means to me, and I think back of different episodes of where I might have failed, the big things are when I tried to learn how to walk for the first time as a baby, I would take a couple of steps or I'd try to take a step and fall on my bum and try again and try again and try again. And I had to do that God knows how many hundreds of times before the ability to walk slowly presented itself, and I got better and better and better at doing it. And this is for so many different elements when you're growing up, and the big tasks like talking, you know, at the very beginning you're kind of going, you know, you're trying to form words, you're looking around, you're looking at your parents or you're looking at other people talking, and you're trying to figure out how to form words and language, and your brain is dealing with all of this stuff. But it is all trial and error. You don't just wake up one day and go, boom, I can talk. It's failure, and it's constant failure. And success comes after that failure. Like, even when you try to ride a bike as a kid, all of this stuff is something that you consistently keep trying and keep trying and keep trying. Other elements that I've written down here are, so, like, learning your emotions when you're really, really young is difficult, and God knows how many times I've failed at that, or learning to drive, or learning to build my first ever product, learning to code. So code had such a huge impact on my entire life. It's opened up so many doors, but I'm a completely self-taught programmer or engineer, and the way that I've learned is 100% true failure. I would go on to YouTube or Google it or whatever and say, I want to build this application. How do I do it? And I start at the very, very beginning, that very first sentence, the very first line of code, and type it and hope that when I go to run the application or go to run what I've built, that it works. 99.999% of the time, it never worked. Of course it wasn't going to work because I didn't know what I was doing. I had to keep on trying and keep on trying to figure it out and keep on trying and keep on trying. And even though I was getting punched in the face over and over and over again, I had to get back up and go, okay, let's go again. Let's go again. Let's go again. And I'm so worried at how some people describe failure. And I hope that it doesn't mean the negative feeling that it does mean. I think that failure is an extremely positive thing. failure to me resonates and it shines the characteristics of somebody who is extremely passionate about solving a problem or extremely passionate about learning a certain thing or figuring something out. And they're not letting the constant punches in the face of not getting it right and the failure in any way overpower them. They're getting back up and they're going again and again and again. And that failure and that passion is pushing them harder and harder and harder. And I love that. I think that's amazing. And I think that there is such a huge difference between regret, that feeling sad and repentant and disappointed, versus to not succeed in what you're trying to achieve or what you expect to do. Because failure, it's only a matter of time if you persevere before that failure turns into a success. So the next point that I have on this is failure is necessary. Without failure, we cannot progress. I cannot progress. If I don't keep on falling down as a baby, and if I don't keep on trying and trying and trying to talk, the win, the success in the whole scenario, the progression of me as a person is not going to occur. And it's how we discover what we are and who we are and what we love. Because that failure is, it first of all teaches you whether you want to keep on pushing through the failures in order to succeed, right? And that's difficult enough, because if the challenge is hard enough, and there's nothing wrong with kind of going, you know what, that may not be for me, I don't want it as much as the struggle and hard work takes in order to get the success in this element, let me pause and let me not do this and maybe I want to come back to it later on or whatever. But the failure, it's opening up that whole box of whether you love it or whether you're passionate enough about achieving the thing. And it's letting you, in a way, become self-aware and self-discover and to figure out the things in your life that you really care about and the things in your life that you don't. And I think, I don't know, I see the word failure and I see the word challenge very akin to each other. So obviously, you know, a challenge, you can fail or succeed at the challenge. It is the thing. But the failure is the feedback loop that goes back into the challenge in order to drive the person forward. And if the passion isn't there fueling the failure to get that feedback loop back in, it's not going to happen. I know that sounds very crazy and mad, but I promise you, listen to your gut and listen to how you're feeling about the failure. Because if it's not your thing and you're not passionate about it, your gut is telling you that. Let the failure be a failure, move away and go on to the next thing. Because your time is running out. Okay, the next thing is adventure. An adventure cannot be accomplished without failure. So for me, when I talk about my lifelong adventure and goals and what I strive to achieve, they'll evolve and they'll change and you know, they'll move on to other things as I become more experienced or go through more things or fail more and more and try to challenge myself more and more. But the adventure cannot be accomplished without the failure. As I start to walk as a child, the adventure of trying to get to the other side of the kitchen, the adventure of moving from one side of the couch to another, the adventure and the sense of wanting that adventure is what's firing me up. And it cannot be accomplished without the failure. I have to fall on my bum. When the adventure of asking a girl out for the first time and getting that no or whatever, and God, I got enough no's when I was young. But the adventure of asking the girl out, or when it's your first job interview, or when it was my first company or my first big sales meeting, my first big pitch over in Frankfurt. The adventure of going on a plane and wearing a suit or wearing a shirt and tie and going into a boardroom with six other executives in order to pitch my product at the time. The sense of adventure could not be accomplished without the failures that were a byproduct of it. And the learning and the feeling of just a pure accomplishment is amazing. And I think I'd like to just briefly to quote a lady by the name of Katie Couric, and she says, "A boat is always safe in the harbor, but that's not what boats are built for." And I think that that's lovely. I think that's beautiful. And when I talk about my sense of adventure and the sense of goals and trying to accomplish them, I think it really resonates with that quote. I know when I'm listening to podcasts every now and again, I wish that they would reiterate or say the quote again, because I might have missed it the first time. So I'm gonna say it one more time. And I think that I would love if everybody really listened to it now. A boat is always safe in the harbor, but that's not what boats are built for. And when I think about that from a challenging perspective, knowing that, like, if you challenge yourself, you are going to progress. You are going to push yourself forward. You are going to figure out and discover the things that you're passionate about and figure out more about yourself and be more self-aware and discover yourself. But you have to challenge yourself. You have to get out in the open water, and even though it's scary and daunting and you don't know what's going to happen and there's an anxiety and a range of emotions and everything, you don't want to fall into that world of regret. You want to fail and consistently fail and keep failing and succeed and enjoy the adventure. So then to me, the next thing when I was really thinking about what this podcast would mean to me was, I can't talk about failure and regret without talking about success. And so I'm just going to briefly going to say what the definition of success is in the dictionary at the moment. The favorable or prosperous termination of attempts or endeavors. The accomplishment of one's goals. Isn't that awesome? So that is a success. Versus the failure. The failure is to not succeed in what you're trying to achieve or what you're expected to do. The success is the favorable or prosperous termination of events or endeavors. The accomplishment of one's goals. And I think that we can think about both of these instances in a very micro and a very macro level. There is lifelong goals that I would like to accomplish. And there is also shorter term daily or weekly goals that I would like to accomplish. But the accomplishment of those goals is necessary for me. It is what I strive to do. And I think when I think about success for me, what that means is just two very, very simple things. And over the past while, I've been really thinking about these deeply and intimately. And the first thing is my family. I want to be the best husband in the world to my beautiful wife, Lee. And I want to be the best father that I can possibly be to my two beautiful daughters, Lily and Nina. I think that to me is a huge, huge task and something that I'm going to be thinking and learning and experiencing for the rest of my life. But my family means so much to me, and the growth and the celebrating of the little wins and the failures and the successes that are going to happen within that is going to be amazing. And I'm really, really, really excited for that. The second goal for me is I want to be proud of what I build. I want to succeed in what I build, or I want to be remembered for what I build. When I was young, I always thought that how I build things is done through a computer. I was so excited to find computers. I was so excited to write my first computer program or first application or first product. And I thought that computers were the entity in order to teach me how to do that, but it turns out that's completely wrong. It's not computers that will help me to build or to accomplish great things. It's people. And I think people are amazing, and it's something that I have failed at quite a lot. And that's being able to communicate and to work well as a team and to motivate and to inspire people, to figure out what people want and to actually make sure that you're bringing out the best in people and you're also helping them along their journeys. That for me is amazing. And so when I think about my goal of being remembered for what I've built, I think the people on the teams will resonate for me much louder than the other side of that, the other side of just the physical or material products or services that may be generated. And so I guess all of this stuff, I'd like to just briefly talk about something that's happened to me in the past 2 months. I'm not going to get into it very much in depth, but I've really spent a lot of time finding more clarity and focus in my life. And it's really paid off in a lot of instances. And it's things like instead of going at 150% all of the time in MiniCorp, actually reducing that down to 80% and allowing myself to have 20% headspace to think and to really look over how things are progressing in a micro and macro scale for both myself personally, for my business, for the goals that I want to accomplish. Am I getting closer to the goals or am I not? What I was previously doing by just going at 150% all of the time is that I never got time to really think about these things, to make sure that I'm progressing in the way that I want to. And so by giving myself that headspace, it turns out that I'm actually starting to achieve my goals much faster than I was when I wanted to go at 150% instead. So I would leave you with that, and I would say, go and have just a little think about how you're spending the majority of your time and how much time do you give to yourself at the moment in order to reflect, in order to think about, are you progressing towards your goals? What are your goals? What are your goals and why are those goals important to you? And then finding that clarity and focus. The clarity and focus for me comes from that reflective time of going, okay, what is the thing? Am I closer to the thing? Why am I not closer to the thing? How am I failing? Is it moving in the right direction? And then also spending some time with myself to go, you know what? You just succeeded. This is amazing. Take time and celebrate the shit out of this success. Because Brian, you have to celebrate the wins along the way. It's not about that at the end of a journey, you're just done and that's it. It's a success at the end. It is absolutely not. It's like, it's 100% about the journey and the little successes along the way. And my final thing that I would leave everybody with is to fail fast. It's scary. Like, it is scary and it's risky and it comes with anxiety and fear and all of these other ranges of emotions that don't really feel great. But in order, I think I heard somebody describe this recently where the ups and the downs are similar to how our heartbeat operates. You know, it goes up and down and up and down and up and down. And that's how I want to live my life. I want it to be, you know, sometimes you have really, really great highs and sometimes you have lows, and you have highs and you have lows, and you take the yin with the yang, as they say. But the other side of it, the comfortability, the non-challenging person, they will live a linear life where it's drawn like a line. And when we think about that in a heartbeat context, that means that you're dead, you know? So think about that. So I hope this wasn't too deep of an episode, but I really enjoyed talking about it. And I would love, if this resonated with you or if this kind of made a little bit of sense, please, please, please let me know. Send me a private message or a tweet or, you know, whatever way you can reach out to me, please just let me know. Because these types of things, I really would feel a lot better knowing that I've kind of, you know, hit a note with somebody. And thanks a million for listening. I hope you're really enjoying the podcast. I'm absolutely loving recording them. I think that they're becoming like this scary little outlet for me to talk about things and to just put it out there in the world of the internet. So thanks a million. I hope you have an awesome day and I love you all.